with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, March 21st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. The madness in college basketball heats up as the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball National Tournament gets started today. And for a couple of regional teams, they get their round of 64 matchups started. Starting in Omaha, or staying in Omaha, Iowa State University is playing South Dakota State in the 2-versus-15 matchup. Head coach T.J. Otzelberger says after spending 3 years as the coach of the Jackrabbits, he knows how dangerous they can be. The Cyclones are the second seed in the East region, heading into tonight's game in Omaha.
The young men in their locker room chose to go there because they wanted to win, that they were competitors. That's why they picked to go there. So we are very aware of what a great team they are, how well coached they are. And that's something that, you know, certainly doesn't, as having the experience I had there, it's certainly something that you're well aware of.
Defense has been a staple for the Cyclones all season, and Iowa State is one of the best in the nation at turning defense into offense.
It's a credit to their character. It's a credit to their effort. And it's a credit to their connectedness, because we make mistakes and guys have each other's back and cover up.
The Cyclones enter on a hot streak after rolling to the Big 12 tournament title in Kansas City.
Thursday was our best game of the year. Then Friday was our best game of the year. And then Saturday was our best game of the year. So the young men in our program are playing for one another, and we're going to continue to lean in to those strengths on both sides of the basketball as we move our program forward.
Tip-off between the Cyclones and Jackrabbits is at 6:35 tonight. You can catch the game on our sister station with the Cyclone Radio Network on Y Country 101.3. Also getting the NCAA tournament started today, Drake University. They'll be looking for an upset when the Bulldogs take on Washington State in Omaha tonight. Drake is making its third appearance in the tournament in 4 years and take on a Washington State team that finished second in the Pac-12 in defense.
They're a really good basketball team. First of all, defensively, they block a lot of shots. They take away threes. They have great size, so they present a lot of challenges for an offense to score, and a lot of teams have really struggled to do that.
And that's Drake head coach Darren DeVries, who says the Bulldogs will need to find ways to generate offense.
I'd love for us to knock in 23s, and that'd be all right, but outside of that, I think you just got to stick to what you've done all year. Try to find different ways to score, adjust as the game goes based on, you know, how we're being defended, and hopefully it's good enough.
DeVries says the NCAA tournament is all about handling the moment.
This is what you can't get caught up in, the lights and interviews and things. It has to be about, what do we have to do to win this game? And we don't have to. You don't have to be special. You just have to be who we are and stay true to those things. And that gives you the best chance to win. If you try to, you know, venture outside of that, you're probably not going to be very successful. So I think that's the biggest thing, is just make sure it's about competing for 40 minutes, and everything else is just more on the side.
And tip-off is scheduled for 9:05 tonight. It'll be a late game at CHI Health Center in Omaha. Let's take a look at some other scores, or some other NCAA men's basketball tournament contests that will be played today. Again, it is a full slate. Some games of note: Michigan State will be taking on Mississippi State. The Creighton Blue Jays take on the Akron Zips in the round of 64 today. The Fighting Illini of Illinois State match up with Morehead State. It is, again, Iowa State taking on South Dakota State in Omaha today, and Drake matches up with Washington State, while Kansas takes on Samford. Again, those are all taking place in the round of 64 in the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball National Tournament. Taking a look at other things going on around the area today, more track and field, some indoor meets taking place. Hinton and Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central River Valley, they're in action in Yankton today at an indoor meet hosted by Mount Marty University at that brand spanking new field house. Best of luck to the Blackhawks and to the Panthers on continuing their track season, getting things nice and warmed up for hopefully when we can go outside in a couple weeks or so. Also today, Not only are the big guys in the NCAA having all the fun, the little guys in the NAIA are having some fun as well. The round of 16 gets started for the NAIA Women's and Men's Basketball National Tournaments in Sioux City and in Kansas City. In Sioux City, on the women's side, we have a couple of GPAC teams competing in the early afternoon contest. The University of Jamestown takes on Marion University. Concordia University will take on the University of Providence. It's Dakota State University coming up tonight against Indiana Wesleyan University. And Loyola University will take on Carroll College in the NAIA Women's Basketball National Tournament, round of 16. The NAIA Men's Basketball National Tournament, round of 16 today in Kansas City, sees the Masters University take on Freed Hardeman. Central Baptist College takes on Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Northwestern College is in action in the third of four games today. They're taking on the overall number one seed in Grace College. And Evangel takes on Lewis Clark State. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. We'll have up-to-date scores and results from the Mount Marty track meet today up there. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.